All right, you know our friend Mario Fabiano, right? From Sharpsburg fame. Mario.
Boom. It was like Niagara Falls.
Boom! Yes.
Oh, it sounded boom. It sounded like a big shot. All the water came gushing in and looked like Niagara Falls there.
Yes, Mario Fabiano from Sharpsburg. He works at the incline. He's the guy that runs the incline,
yes.
Right? So that you heard a while, that you just heard, was from a while ago when there was a big water main break at the incline. Mario can't get out of the way of bad luck.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, he's sitting at the incline. This is from Channel 11. So Mario's sitting at the incline. Fast forward like 2 hours later, Gabriella DeLuca's standing there talking to him on the news because this happened.
All of that debris just went right down Mount Washington.
It was crazy. It looked like a landslide coming down. I couldn't believe it.
Mario Fabiano was working inside the Mon Incline station when he saw this tractor trailer trying to make the bend.
Okay, so what do you guess happens from here? Mario's sitting at his desk. He's like, he's still having nightmares about the freaking water.
Niagara Falls.
That came down, boom, in Niagara Falls not long ago, right?
He got shit in and looked like Niagara Falls. Here.
So he's still having nightmares about this that happened, like, in the springtime.
Yes.
And now he sees this truck backing up outside.
Oh, man.
What's he thinking? We pick up the story from there.
And his tractor trailer, he came gushing around the bend here, and he couldn't make the bend because the cars are parked on the corner.
You can see it pull up and reverse several times, and at some point, Fabiano says the weight caused the sidewalk to collapse.
As he was backing up, his one tire got stuck in that ditch over there, and then all of a sudden, as soon as he pulled out the truck, the whole wall caved in on the bottom.
Gravel and cement fell down Mount Washington, exposing beams. But after checking to make sure all was safe, the incline didn't have to stop service.
Now, Mario keeps the show rolling, right? Right? Even through all that, he keeps the show rolling. Gabriella DeLuca continues from Channel 11. Mario, second time in just a year. Mario Fabiano from Sharpsburg plays hero.
It could have got ugly because when it got stuck, that truck could have flipped over, could have smashed the house, and I was going to... somebody could have got killed up there. It was bad. It was terrible. You know what I mean?
My man! My man! Everyday heroes. And not all heroes wear capes.
He literally sounds... Mario's voice literally sounds like it was pulled out of Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Like he's one of those neighborhood guys.
He is.
That just...
somebody could have got killed up there. It was bad. It was terrible. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? There was nothing we could do. He's no longer with us.
I mean, hey, boss, we tried. We did all that we could.
Oh, son of poem.
We did it. We could on the guy. The guy, once again.
Yeah, it was a very bad thing, and he's no longer with us.
A guy, he talked to my mom like that.
Bobby De Niro smashing up the payphone.
Somebody could have got killed up there. It was bad. It was terrible. You know what I mean?
Somebody could have got killed.
I love it. When your first language isn't English and you learn in Yinzer dialect,
yes,
it becomes some of the greatest methods of speaking that you'll ever encounter. Mario Fabiano, real life,
fan
everyday
morning
hero.
Show hero.
We got to get him on the show.
I wish
we should pick football games with him.
Oh. Oh my God!
Can we get in touch with Mario Fabiano to pick football games?
Yes.
Can we turn that over before tomorrow?
Yes. Any opportunity to listen to him speak.
Look,
yes.
You know what? Somebody send me. There are probably 12 people that I follow on Twitter that I'm friends with growing up that have my contact information. Text me his phone number. Because, one of the Cresta brothers or Corrado Richelli or somebody, text me Mario's phone number because I know you have it. And he can pick football games with us starting tomorrow.
Phenomenal.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Oh, he'll do so much better than we will.
Then all of a sudden it was like, boom, they covered.
Yeah, you don't want to beat him, though. We might be in a little trouble. He's going to try to tease numbers down a little bit.
Can I get five?